I saw it. I went outside. I saw the eclipse is starting, Bill.
Did you look directly at the sun like you're supposed to? They say you want to look directly at the sun.
Yeah, with my eclipse glasses.
No.
Can't pull a fast one over my
eyes. I love
eyes.
Burning people's retinas. That's my favorite thing to do.
All right, it has begun, I believe, at 11:54 is when it started. You'll be able to see things up until a little after 2, but 119 to 121 is going to be the piece de resistance.
If you're in apartments 119 through 122, you will have the best view.
Brian Noonan is live in action right now. Are you in Carbondale?
I am right now. Hello, Bill and Wendy.
Hi, Brian Noonan.
And I condone your misinformation about looking directly at the sun. Being down here in the path of totality, I will tell you that eyewear is very...
Oh, it's messing with your phone already, enough. Brian.
Did you borrow Priscilla what? Presley's telephone?
I did. I apologize.
That's all right.
I've got big bars. No, I am. Right now I'm in the student center at SIU, my alma mater, getting a little break from the intense heat. That is surrounding Eclipse Day here. Very exciting.
Brian, is it possible to get to the path of totality without taking yoga classes?
We're going to have to call him back. You're going to have to call him back.
The Eclipse is messing with his phone.
He's inside the building, he said, because it's really hot today.
Yeah.
And it's pretty hazy. And I know people were worrying about cloud cover, but honest to God, I went out in front of the Tribune Tower right now. It took me a while to locate the sun. I couldn't find it.
Why?
There are tall buildings. I didn't know where to look.
All right.
And I found the sun. I put on my eclipse glasses. And it's just kind of starting, a little bit of coverage going right now.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit it's a little hazy.
Yeah.
It's been crystal clear blue skies for like the last 6 months, and
right.
Now today it's hazy.
Yeah. Isn't it always that way?
Yeah. This is
with an eclipse.
Mother Nature, you know.
Biting us. Bite me, Mother Nature, and she is.
She is.
Not afraid.
We are trying to get in touch with Brian Noonan.
He is not accepting the charges. Kevin called him, and he would not accept the charges.
I was listening to him last night. He was on the air till 8 o'clock, and then he got in the car and drove to Carbondale.
What?
I know.
After his shift?
Yeah.
You just don't. Wow. That's dedication.
I was listening to you last night, Brian, and I know you got off the air at 8, and then you hightailed it over to Carbondale. Yes. Was traffic bad?
I did. We got down here, and no, actually, traffic was not bad at all, and we got here, and like I laid on the grass and slept for a couple hours in a sleeping bag. Off of a parking lot here on campus. Nobody hassled us. We were approached by some deer, which was a little...
Oh.
We all survived.
And you know that area pretty well, right, Brian? You went to school there, didn't you?
I did. I matriculated here, as the kids like to say, the kids from Merry Old England. So, yes, I went to Southern Illinois. I graduated from here, so it's nice to be back. It is ungodly hot. I mentioned that. I am creating my own grade.
Brian, Wendy, was
talking to you now.
Brian was very popular there in Carbondale. There were statues of him until recently. They took those statues down for obvious reasons. But
sure. It's a reminder of a horrible time.
An awful time
in
Carbondale history.
Awful time. The four-year reign of terror has now come to an end.
Thank goodness.
You know, it is, yes. You mentioned it's really
a constant reminder.
It is really hot out there today. I mean, it's been really comfortable and pleasant. It's been really great blue skies for the last several months. And today, it's pretty hazy.
I got to tell you, and I don't mean to rub it in, it is, the skies are gorgeous. There are very, very few clouds floating above us. When totality hits, we will see it unobstructed.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear you say, Brian. I've known you a long time.
Well, Bill, quite frankly, I had to write it down because I didn't think I could say it.
Now you pulled it off.
So it's been written down for me by staff of writers, had that all prepared for me, and I'm glad I was able to deliver it for you guys.
It's very convincing.
That's the most important.
Yep.
I got to admit, I'm kind of jealous that you're there because I'm going to look at the eclipse. It's going to happen between 119 and 121 is when totality happens in Southern Illinois. I wish I could see it because
yes, we get.
You're going to get about 2 minutes, I think. And they say that it's going to be completely dark outside.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. I talked last night on the show. I talked to some people. And they did say for 2 minutes and 30 seconds, it is going to be like nighttime. And unlike Bill, who is giving that dangerous advice to look at the sun,
yes,
down here, when the sun is 100% blocked out, you can look. Not in Chicago, not when it's anything under 100%, but I'll be able to take my protective goggles off and look at the complete eclipse for a few seconds before I panic and put my glasses back on.
And the full effect, Brian, as we said, it's just under 2 minutes. It's less time than Anthony Scaramucci held office.
That is true. 2 minutes and 30 seconds down here. Just about, yeah. But the Mooch is what, about 2:15?
A little bit, yeah, right in that area. Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, it's kind of the same thing. It's not Wendy, I understand your envy. I know it's a common feeling because people thought I was crazy when I said I was going to.
How long did it take you to get there? Oh, we lost him.
Did we lose him?
No, I just moved 3 feet.
Oh, all right. That's better.
Am I still there?
Yeah, you're there.
Now you're back.
Oh, you're there.
God, I only moved a foot.
Wendy's question was, how long did it take you to get?
1 foot to my left.
How long did it take you to get from here, the WGN studios, to where you are now in Carbondale?
4.5 hours.
4.5 hours there, 4.5 hours back for an event that'll last just over 2 minutes. Is that good?
That sounds like a good
ratio
to me.
Yep.
I think that's a fine investment of time and energy.
Yes.
It's special, Bill.
Let me tell you this.
Yes.
I am an old man. I don't know how many days I have left on this planet.
That's cheery.
People say, oh, it's going to happen again in 7 years. I don't know what's going to happen to me between now and 7 years.
That's totally true. Who knows what's going to happen to the Earth?
Who knows? I could have. Right. One of those deer may have given me Lyme disease. I could have gotten a tick at some point during my sleeping on the ground last night. I'm taking nothing for granted. So for me to get in the car and drive an insane amount of time at night.
Justified. Totally justified.
Something new. Yeah, it's. I think so. I think so.
Brian, you mentioned.
And now the fact that I've sweat through every piece of clothing I own is horrible.
You're making this sexier by the minute. You mentioned.
Very listening. Does that change your mind?
Yes,
like
it does.
Candid?
I'm good.
All right.
You mentioned deer. You mentioned ticks. What special eyewear should animals and insects be wearing for this eclipse?
I'm going to tell you this. I've seen some raccoons wearing just blue blockers. I don't think that's
not enough.
I think they're going to do themselves more damage than good.
Yep.
I did, however, see one of the Saluki mascots wearing a welder's mask. Now, I went up and checked, and it was a 13-rated welder's mask.
Yeah.
The Salukis are well-protected, but that makes sense because they're the mascot of Southern Illinois University.
Yeah.
You don't want your dogs, your prized dogs, running around blind.
No, you don't.
No, of course not. That's heresy.
Right, it's heresy.
You want to? Yeah. People are going to come for a football game next week. They don't want blind Saluki stumbling around the field. That would just—that's going to be a downer.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, before and after a game, you know. Plus, I don't want suddenly I got to get all new T-shirts with the Saluki with Ray Charles glasses on it. That's not how I want to live.
In these few remaining days you have left. How about celebrities?
I'm an activist now.
Oh, good question, Bill.
Are there a lot of celebrities, a lot of
former Salukis?
Yeah, former Salukis, or have you seen any TV weather people?
I've been looking for Tom Skilling because, quite frankly, I was horrified to see that they were making him wear a sport coat in this weather.
Oh.
The poor man needs an ice pack on the back of his neck. I love Tom Skilling and would hate to see him overheat.
Yes.
We did happen across some regional news people who were out trying to get sweaty people to give them commentary. I was not involved in any of that.
Good.
A lot of middle-aged men and women wearing SIU alumni T-shirts, which is fascinating, ill-fitting, still trying to fit into their college garb, which, sad, desperate, thirsty. Yeah.
That's when you go to the bookstore and get a new one.
Right.
Sure. But, Wendy, do you really want to admit to yourself that you're no longer a medium, that you're a 3X?
Some people don't.
So they squeeze it in. They go sausage on you. They just, a lot of meat and a little bit of casing. You know what I'm saying.
What do you expect to have happen when you're in total totality? I don't know that you can be in total totality. That's kind of an oxymoron.
Why not?
But people have been, I've heard that people are going to be completely touched. They're going to cry. They're going to be filled with emotion. What are you expecting to feel when you enter totality?
I'm expecting, while everybody's looking up, to be going through a lot of bags. I'm expecting to come out of here with a big load of loot. I am going to be totally totally loaded when I leave here. That's what I expect. And that, and I'll probably have some emotional breakdown. Probably the guys I'm with are probably going to have to carry me to the car because I'll just be in a fetal position weeping, you know, that this could all... this could be the harbinger of the end of days. Let's
yeah.
be honest.
Yep.
The ancients believed that the eclipse, you know, could mean it was all over. If that's... I'm glad the last people I talked to were you two.
Yeah. That looks good on a resume.
That was on my bucket list.
Yep.
If I'm about to go out, I got to call Bill and Wendy.
There's a hole in my bucket list.
I'm doing that, and I'm still for the Saluki's not going blind.
Brian, do you think there's any chance? Because so far your coverage, I think, has been the best of anybody's. Do you think the Weather Channel maybe?
Of course it has.
Do you think the Weather Channel makes you an offer to cover more eclipses for them in the future?
Listen, I'm free from now for the next 7 years,
yeah.
building up to the next eclipse. My schedule is very open, except for a couple hours on Sunday. But other than that, I've got a lot of time on my hands.
All right.
That, and you know, obviously my animal activism is going to take up a lot of time.
Of course it is. You know, we get it.
Sure it is. You know. Yeah, and unfortunately, I'll forget about that the minute I get in the car.
Now, Brian, here in the city proper where Wendy and I are, there's a couple of people, myself included, who really don't care about this at all. Are you sensing any of that there in Carbondale? Is there anybody?
Why would they be there if they didn't
care? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No,
everybody loves it.
Here's the only people down here that don't care. A few toddlers who have been prisoners in these giant strollers for the last 5 and look like they've been dipped in water and are just screaming. Those are the only people that don't care.
Yeah.
Everybody else here cares, Bill. Why would you make the pilgrimage? Why would you? Plus, if you're a business person in anywhere along the path of totality, you're raking in the dough.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for this thing to come. So yeah, everybody loves it.
All right.
And you know what's funny? I know a lot of people last night at home were searching for glasses. Oh, we got to find glasses. They're actually throwing away boxes of eclipse glasses down here. There are so many eclipse glasses here. Unbelievable.
Wow. I didn't expect to hear that.
From Southern Illinois eclipse glasses. I've got regular eclipse glasses. And then I look in my backpack and feel nothing but contempt and because I paid an ungodly amount for my eclipse glasses online last
week. How much did you pay?
I had to buy a 10-pack at $10 a piece.
$100.
$100 if you're doing math. $100.
And now they're not in short demand, so you can't even sell any right now. How's that lemonade stand going that you have, though?
Oh, no. Well, listen, I'm raking in the dough. I brought a case of water, and I've now made $10,000.
Oh, nicely done, Brian. Smart business move. Very shrewd.
Going back to Bill's, right. See, going back to your point, was it worth it to drive down for 10 grand? Yes.
Yes, it seems like it is.
Costco, a 10 grand profit. I think it's good.
I'm not
a businessman, Bill.
Where is Bonnie Tyler going to be performing? At Carbondale or at a neighboring town?
She's going to be at a neighboring town, as well as Ozzy Osbourne, who is going to be in Carterville at Moonstock.
Bark at the Moon. Yeah.
Right at the point of totality, he will be singing Bark at the Moon, which could not be more hack unless you were somebody hiring Bonnie Tyler to sing Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's when I really think the world is ending, if I'm there and I hear Ozzy barking at the moon.
Right.
I got to tell you, Wendy, the billboards coming in along Route 13 from Marion into Carbondale with Ozzy's horrific face looming over you at 4 in the morning when you've been driving all night, it's the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah, I can only imagine.
I didn't sleep with the deer last night.
I hope you have
I laid in the wet grass.
And you did. You slept there in the grass in a sleeping bag.
Like a dirty hippie. We were kicked out of one place by the cops because the man does not condone crazy camping. But then I will say the Southern Illinois University police officer was very kind. And I said, well, you know, I have a pass for this parking lot, but it doesn't open till 6 and it's 3:30. Is there any chance we could just, you know, lay here? He goes, well, can't do it here, but there's a parking lot around the corner. That's kind of remote. Go there. And he said, we won't bother as long as you have a tent. I go, don't have a tent. We're just going to lay out behind the car. So that's what we did. We laid out behind the car. I never thought. There's another sentence I never thought I would utter, Bill. And that one I myself.
You can't explain to them that you're a member of the press. You don't have that hat that says press in it.
Oh, Bill, you are the funniest guy.
I always picture you wearing that hat when you're on assignment. I guess not, though, huh?
Well, it's too hot for the wool fedora that I usually wear on assignments.
Yeah.
I did just go for the lanyard around my neck, but they didn't buy it because I used crayon.
Oh, yeah. Has to be professionally
printed. He was rightfully skeptical.
Right. All right. Well, you're about 45 minutes away, and I'm pretty excited.
It's coming, Brian Noonan.
I'm looking up right now, guys. The moon is not around, but the sky is very clear. So we have a very nice spot set up. Our base camp is near Campus Lake on Southern Illinois University campus.
You say base camp like you're climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
And the moon should already be there. The moon is covering a portion of it already.
The moon is fashionably late, Wendy. The moon is always fashionably late.
The moon. Yeah, Wendy, the moon doesn't go by your schedule. Who are you all of a sudden?
I saw the moon outside.
But I don't think the moon is...
Listen, that wasn't the moon. That was a guy from CBS.
What I've heard is the sky is completely... Yeah, really. That's just some drunk who wanted to see the Lincoln statue in Pioneer Court. Yeah.
He's wearing giant glasses today, Brian.
That would have been a great idea. Huge the Adler glasses. Should have done that.
I know.
Yes. How did you not do that?
All right, we have to let you go. We don't want to take away any of your excitement. So enjoy it. Look for the moon, because I'm telling you, a portion of it should be covering it right now.
I just put on eclipse glasses. I'm staring up. There's about, I would say, a third of the moon is covering the sun.
See?
Spectacular. Nothing is blocking
it. You didn't know that till I told you. He just said there's no, we don't know where the moon is. The moon's over the sun already.
That's because I looked up without my eclipse glasses like an idiot. Now I've got my eclipse glasses on. It's fabulous. Oh, my goodness. I've got to go. This is unbelievable.
Bye. Have fun, Brian.
Thanks, guys. It's a pleasure talking to you as always. I'll try to take a picture.
Please take a picture. We'll read your eclipse blog later. It's Brian Noonan, everybody. WGN's own Brian Noonan, and he's doing a fine job there.
No, he's not. He said the moon is nowhere in sight. It's over the sun already.
Brian's not officially trained in our newsroom, Wendy. He just says stuff. He doesn't.
Open your eyes.
That was fake news.
That was truly fake news.
Wait a minute. We have a guy on the scene to tell us what's going on, and we here are telling him that the moon's already covering the sun.
All right, you might want to go to Dave Schwann or Secret Santa.
Yeah.
They probably know.
All right.
Brian just seemed way too caught up in the moment, and he forgot to look up.
He did.
Right.
He was driving all night.
Judy Pilak will join us next. She's got the news for you, and then there's more show. It's Bill F. and Wendy Snyder on WGN.